Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to the Midweek Takeaway. Today we're joined by Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of Galileo Resources. Welcome back, Colin. It's good to have you back on.
And it's good to be on. I guess we've been a bit quiet through the early part of the summer as you call it, and it's good to be on. So
I'm sure that rest assured that you're not sitting back on your laurels and you're hard at work.
That's not even an option in actual fact. we've got so much on that that summer comes, summer goes, and we've got a lot of projects, a lot of good projects dotted around the place, and we're giving them our best, and I'm happy to say that, you know, some of the results which are coming out and you're seeing is they're giving us their best as well, which is pro quo. We're happy about that.
It's good to hear. So obviously the company has reported positive results from lithium analysis conducted by an independent laboratory on drill core from the Kamativi project in Zimbabwe. The analysis confirmed significant lithium mineralization in the first completed hole, with intersected pegmatite showing similar characteristics to those returning positive lithium assays. Highlights of the findings include peak values of 4 meters at 1% lithium oxide from 35 meters deep, including an intercept of 1 meter at 2.04% over an 18 meter wide pegmatite. The exploration has also identified the presence of anomalous quantities of tin in some pegmatites. These results suggest the potential for a significant lithium discovery in the region and indicate the need for further drilling and extension of the existing program. Sounds encouraging. Tell us more, please, Colin.
Well, yeah, I'm very happy to be part of the editing team for this RNS. Who would have thought it? I mean, when you think about it, we'd have thought it because that's why we're there. But, you know, I mean, this is the first bunch of core we sent in, Phil. This is the first bunch of core that we sent in. And you really, you know, when you going down the hole there, they ask XRF can't help you with lithium. Academia has written much on cesium, rubidium, and potassium ratios, and you know there's the colours of the pegmatites which are coming in, discordant, and yet you know lithium is so in its early stages. There's lots of clever folks who don't really know. So I think every new one's an adventure. So you can imagine how happy we felt when we got, you know, our first bunch of material which was sent to the lab came out, which we, you know, which are sort of all body great. But I mean, I don't know if you picked it up in this, but that hole, you know, we said we'll drill 100 up, we'll do a 1,000 meter program, and we'll make them 100 meter holes, and we'll stab them over what has been our sort of field work and our anomalous where we thought we sort of had a glimpse of spodumene, et cetera, et cetera. So that 100 meters, the guys on site did exactly as they told up, you know, stopped the machine 100 meters. But of course, it was in pegmatites. So don't be surprised to see very much of the same down dip. And then, of course, if you look at the attitude of our machine, the attitude of the machine, this stuff's nearly on surface that we're reporting here. And we haven't reported the tin credit as well. And as you know, tin is a lot scarcer than it was. So, you know, that's going to be a very, very interesting byproduct. Interestingly, you know, I think the Kamativi mine was probably 52 square kilometers, and we pegged out 520 square kilometers. So we're 10 times bigger than the former famous Kamativi tin mine was shown to have lithium in dump, because the Chinese are in there now, and they're mining the dumps for lithium. And, you know, there was 0.58 in dumps. So, you know, you can imagine it got lost en route, because who the hell was, really nobody was interested in lithium when it was a big active tin mine. So the Chinese are doing very well there. They're mining deeper now. They've actually, I understand, they're opening the mines up and they've got the deeper material is quite nice. So we've got the marker, we've got the history, we've got the evidence of tin, of tin and lithium. But there's more to it than this. And I try and say it in my little dissertation there, you know, when Colin Bird says that this is not just, gone on a bit of an extension from the old Kamativi mine. This is a discovery. And I've known Phil, you know, that Colin Bird says, you know, if you're looking for elephants, go looking where elephants have been found before. So obviously the Kamativi tin mine was our marker And as it worked out well for us, it's beginning to look like that way because, you know, I'm not talking about a local discovery. I'm not talking about a kilometre. I'm talking about 4 kilometres. 4 kilometres is quite big because these pegmatites are notorious for discontinuity and pod-like. Here it is and there it's, you know, there it's gone sort of thing. You know, you've got it one day and you haven't got it next. So when you start talking about 4 kilometres, that's very, very interesting. When you're talking about some of the thicknesses we're coming across, that's even more interesting. I mean, 4 meters wide is okay, but this, you know, the machine, just about every hole has gone up to a, you know, has produced thickish pegmatites, slivers, thick pegmatites and medium pegmatites up to 30 meters wide. So we are very excited. And what we're doing now as a protocol is to line up the logging of the hole, the rubidium potassium ratios, the color, the actual core color, and the assay results. So, you know, our drilling is going to be much more targeted than when we first started this exercise. So are we excited? I mean, crikey, could you have started August off better? I don't think so. And I won't go so far as to say we didn't expect it, because if we didn't expect it, we wouldn't have been there in the first place. But it's nice to get a coconut with the first throw, isn't it?
Colin, tell me this, in terms of, there's been a few questions on the boards just about the Aframat deal. Have we received the shares within Galileo? So we're sort of...
Oh, yeah.
Their
shares banked and saleable. I think current value, if you take exchange rate and everything, is about £2 million.
Okay, very good.
They're pre-trading shares with our broker in South Africa.
Okay, and Galileo then is looking pretty healthy in terms of cash and cash assets, if you like, things that can be liquidated.
Of course, it's got the Sandfire shares as well. They're worth a good £1 million. And then there's what we've got already in the bank. And then there's a couple of £1 million to come in April.
You have £2 million in April and also...
That's cash, of course, not shares.
Yep. And you also have another cash payment, which is much smaller, only £40,000 or something, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
If the conditions are met.
Pretty tidy in terms of his cash. Because, you know, when you find deposits like this, to give them justice, they need some money. But, you know, we're not talking the sort of treasury we've got. I mean, 5,000 meters will probably take our budget up from about a couple of $100,000 up to probably $800,000-$900,000. But when you start achieving lithium results like we've achieved here, which are not being achieved around the world, not many people are finding pegmatites as thick as this. Not many people are finding pegmatites with lithium and tin side by side. And one thing what hasn't come out in this RNS, and why should it, is that it's almost, it won't be an open pit, it'll be quarrying. It's on the side of the hill face. So it's very, very interesting. We've drilled from both sides and we can get the down dip extension. So it's, you know, as the drilling program was as much about direction of lithology, continuity of lithology, thickness of lithology. And if we found some trace lithium, so be it. Not only have we answered those questions, we haven't found lithium, we've found all body grade lithium.
So, do you want to give people a bit of a overview of Galileo? We're looking at a £12 million valuation on the company as it stands at the minute. And we have, obviously, this discovery, as you call it. What's happened at Luansobi? What's happened at Shinganda? And any other projects that we have?
Yeah, well, crikey, you know, Shinganda has always been, has been there to sort of, been a real head scratcher, you know, as Shinganda. And on the west there, we got very nice copper grades with some gold contribution. You know, we're talking about up to 5% copper with maybe 0.2, 0.3 gold. On the west, it's completely turned around. And, you know, we reported to the market that we got up to an ounce of gold, and then the copper drops to about 0.28. We've reworked a stack of historical geophysical work. And, you know, the Valley, the Brazilian company, put much faith and much stock on that Gerard trend. If one had stuck to that, the Gerard trend has been the marker, I think we'd have been up in stumps and leaving. What our geophysics has told us, you know, there's continuous splay faults at right angles going north-south, whereas roughly east-west is the direction of the Dirac trend. And these plates are where the rich material is. And we're developing, you know, it was reported in IO that this could be an IOCG by academia years ago. And then there's the intrusives. And Valley again drilled about 200, 220 meters and didn't get anything. And of course, you don't get anything in the intrusives. It's all pooled below. And the intrusive formed a cap to the fluids. So imagine the situation, you know, we're almost talking about fluid flow, but it's a model for all of us that, to understand, irrespective of our, you know, I'm not a geologist, certainly not a fluid flow geologist. And, but you know, what one can visualize a life where up came these fluids at the speed of sound, the intrusives were impervious. They've got to go out somewhere, they wanted to vent. And so they found all these cracks, they made these cracks bigger in the sympathetic faulting. And that's why you get all the grade, high grade stuff on the splay sympathetic folds. There's a strong chance that model will present underneath the intrusives a very big pool of typical, like, you know, the Australian Mount Isa. That's our prayer. That's our dream. We don't pray. No, that's our dream. And it could well be that type of mineralization, IOCG, and it could be very large, and it could be an absolute first for Zambia. So we're extremely happy about that too. And then, of course, down in Queens, we did near the Queens mine in Bulawayo. That's come up nicely with the nickel. We've got actual nickel grades near surface. We're going to do some ground geophysics over the top of that. I mean, that could well be an ultramafic nickel deposit, sulfide. And our gold geophysics, ground truthing, geochemical sampling has come up really nice and generated numerous targets. So we've generated a nickel carb target, a gold target. And then if we go back to Luansobe, you know, that's about ready now. We've done all of the test work we possibly can do. We've got some really novel innovations, and we've got people wanting to work with us now in terms of digging. We've got a fairly innovative ore sorting route worked out. We understand the ore body and how it will work down for 5 or 6 years. And then we'll transition to an underground mine, ex the open pit. But of course, we're going to drill deeper. And if those deep holes come up, as we hope they will, because this ore body definitely grades up, not down, gets stronger in terms of quality of copper as you go down. And if we prove that, that's going to be too big for us to handle. That's quite a bigger kettle of fish. And it's good, I think, that Rothschild's now are very advanced in the sales progress for Mopani. And Mufulira, which is 9 kilometers away, you know, is an ideal place for if a type of discovery I'm describing actually materializes. So that's going extremely well. We're very happy about that. So when you think about it, brand new lithium discovery, which is new to the world, and Zimbabwe is known for these pegmatites. So we're looking for elephant country, go where elephants have been found before. Luansobe is showing very, very good signs. Of course, we forgot to mention Kalahari, and our friends at Sandfire are busy working away on those licenses too. So Shinganda, lithium discovery, Kalahari, Luansobe getting mine ready, and Shinganda looking like it is an IOCG. Quite frankly, you could divide that above 4 AIM companies and still have 4 valuable AIM companies. To have all that in one company, which is cashed up to the tune of about 5 or 6 million quid, come April, it's quite unusual, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And good news, obviously, Cobre, I think, have announced that they're going to develop their in-situ copper mine and Garmi. So it's sort of still in the news a lot, isn't it, this whole the Kalahari copper belt?
Well, Phil, you know, that this is what happens, though, in our business, that a model develops, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, and for usually no good reason, they get set in stone. And people come along, pursue the same model, pick up the stumps and go, as I used the phrase earlier. Others stick around and use blow all the shareholders' money chasing moonbeams. But Cobre and one or two more have put a lot of thought into what they're doing, and a lot of desk work and very good geochemistry. And that model, if you want my best guess, and it is a guess, and is that you'll see the model change over the next months and a couple of years. And I think you will see some good discoveries. I think our friends at Sandfire have kicked up the mill, and they're more than pleased. I know that the mill is performing well, the metallurgy is working out as they expected, and they're ramping up production quite well, is what I what I understand from the intelligence I've got. But back to Galileo, what a nice bag of opportunity. And you know, when we put this company together, I did tell the market that we're gonna go after things that which we think's got legs. We're going to have situations where people have left for no good reason. We're going to go after situations and opportunities which are address-driven, but have had no work on them. And, that's what the lithium is. That what Shingandra's had is. That's what Kalahari is, the new place to be. Luan Sambi is a traditional bog-standard copper belt. So, but it's a very, very nice suite of assets in a well-cashed-up company.
Yeah. I mean, coming back to the lithium for a second, or white gold, how do you see, because obviously the prices went ballistic, didn't they, between 20 and 22, and they've obviously cooled off quite a lot. I mean, how do you see demand for it over the next, up until 2030? Because they said there's going to be almost a 6x deficit.
There's going to be, apparently, I don't know too well, but there's going to be a massive deficit. But what I do know, Phil, what I do know with certainty is that the old trader model is busted, and things like nickel, copper, lithium have busted the old trader model. Of course, what we're seeing is now it's so important to have your lithium and your copper supplies that people are going straight, my producer is making deals with end user. And the net effect of that has been that trader has now got to basically, instead of just financing newly developing mines, financing their pipelines or pre-financing production for a few months or a couple of years for that matter, the old model has changed and they've gone down to the level now where they're actually supporting some explorers. So things like lithium are, the material like lithium is in high demand and in poor supply. And the problem, Phil, is that, you get these lithium finds, but they can be extremely isolated. And this is not one of those. This is a big one. And so pegmatites, you'll get a trace, you'll get a smell, but you won't get 2%, over big distances. So big discoveries, real discoveries to address tomorrow's demand aren't being found, and I'm happy to say this one is in the right field to, well, what does it say? Drill program confirms new lithium discovery. That's what it says, and that's what it is. It says it's itself, so it's self-fill.
Yeah, it's interesting that you said that, because we've had this over the summer. Rio Tinto have gone into a joint venture with Aterian in Rwanda for lithium. And also joint venture with Sovereign Metals in Malawi for graphite. So the big boys are sniffing around now as well in terms of what's there, because they know they need it.
Let's ask you a question. You get all the questions seem to be unidirectional. Let me ask you a question. What does that tell you about lithium when you've mentioned those two places, Luanda? I mean, it was such a no-go area at one stage. It shows that the majors really need that stuff, and they're going to places which have been known as extremely high political risk in the past, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It tells me one thing, that the battery cycle, if you like, the battery metals, and I'll include graphite in that as well, and rutile, which was titanium dioxide. As effectively, all of these things, the majors require them. They don't have any scouting process in place to know where they are, so they have to go to the smaller companies to find out where the things are. So they're either going to do joint ventures or start buying these companies up. It's as simple as that, So I don't see any other way in the next 12 to 24 months than the majors coming in and paying paying to develop these projects, because otherwise they don't have a way to keep their profits going.
But what have we seen, Kevin? We've seen majors buying majors. We've seen majors buying miners and middle-sized companies. But that doesn't generate new lithium, That doesn't generate new copper. That doesn't generate new zinc. That doesn't generate new nickel. All it does is passes the nickel round. It's passed the parcel. What we need, gentlemen, is new discoveries. And that's what Galileo has done. It's made a new discovery that adds to the pile. So now the majors have got to decide among themselves which one's coming in. And joint venture is not the way with this project. Of course, by Jove, you know, it's relatively cheap. The processing method is not that complex. Zimbabwe are insisting that it's not shipped out. It's got to be processed into a concentrate before it leaves, which is good. So there's not digging and dig and sell. You know, that nonsense won't be allowed. And so, as I say, you know, the corporate activity for the last 10 years have been past the parcel. If you talk about copper, if you're talking about nickel, if you talk particularly about lithium, well, lithium and copper, I guess, really are the big ones. No, those three, nickel, copper and lithium, you've got to go out and get new supply. And that's over to the AIM market. That's over to Toronto market. And that's over to the Australian market. And as I say, you know, with that box of assets that we've just been revealing over the last year and a half, why we've been associated with one another, is coming up. And, you know, I firmly believe we've been in the dark. We've been in the doldrums for 3 years. Ukraine's dreadful news. Inflation is not good news. It's bad news, but it's beginning to soften. The market knows it has to live with these. If you believe in Armageddon, again, go buy some gold mines and go buy some gold. Put it under the bed and go to sleep. Don't get out of bed. If you believe in the bright new world, then go out and buy options on people who are mining or developing copper projects, lithium projects, and nickel projects, because that's the new world, gentlemen. That's the new age world. And, you know, most of the things I do, I want to be part of that new world.
Yep, absolutely. No, I know we've been banging on about it maybe for a year now that, you know, but, and I keep saying it, is the bottom in? Well, everything looks to me like it's bottom, other than stuff that possibly has bad news. But you've got companies, and not just Galileo, you've got companies that have got serious projects, serious discoveries, and they're still not being valued at any scenario that is even close to a proportion of what they're worth. I mean, I could name 20 different companies that are in exactly that same scenario that if they doubled, they'd still be cheap, you know? So the scenario is that you can only do what you're doing, which is basically finding the stuff in the ground, making it economic to get it out of the ground, and then the market has to judge what it's worth.
Well, that's right. I mean, I can wake up every morning, which I do, and put on the internet there, look at the share prices and look at all the red on the screen. But I put my head in my hands for about 5 seconds and then start making the phone calls. What really count? What came up the hole yesterday? Have you got those assay results back? Have the contractors at Lewin Sabit put in an offer yet? Have we got a list of, are you preparing the evaluation list? Shinganda, when do you think you'll get the machine down there? Do you think we should prioritize the east or the west? And, you know, by now it's 6 o'clock and I want a beer, but I don't want to put my head in it. I want to drink because, you know, I'm so excited about the things that we've got in our stable.
Have you ever known a small nano cap with a bigger suite of assets as Galileo? Because I'm struggling to remember one.
For the life of me, I've never been involved in anything quite like this. I mean, African Pioneer is a bit of a very, you know, is a very high profile thing because it's made that wonderful discovery, and there it sits with a tiny market cap.
Sure.
And yet has rewritten the copper occurrence between Congo and Zambia. But as for number and quality of assets in one single portfolio, I've never come across it. And I guess in a way, wouldn't it be scary, Phil, if you know, we were down to our last couple of hundred thousand and would have to go for a big raise and dilute everybody in sight? But no, we've got a company here which is cashed up to do everything it wants to do. If it goes mining, it will be project finance. And the guys, we haven't got to stump up new money. We just and Kevin's absolutely right. What really can I do except do what I do?
Yeah,
and get on with it and let the market decide what it's worth. And yes, I'm irritated, but life can be very irritable, can't it? But one day I'm going to wake up and see that the market thinks, well, it ain't Armageddon. There's going to be a new age world. All these metals are going to be needed. Lithium and copper, two of them for certain. If I look at Galileo, it's full up of both. It's a call option to tomorrow. I want to be part of tomorrow. That's a club I'm going to join. I don't know how to say it and in how many ways to say it. And I say it so often in and these sort of podcasts and other presentations I'm making to the public in Twitters. But really, the market has got to step back, I think. But, you know, that's their job, not mine. All I can do is present the information as it arrives and engineer it so that that I'm presenting information and valuing the assets and on a continual basis in revaluing in a positive way all of the assets in the portfolio. That's my job. And my job isn't to cry my beer, it's to communicate. And I try and do it well. And I'm happy to say you guys help me a lot. But we have to do what we have to do, and the market will decide.
For sure. Well, we look forward to you coming back on in future and updating the market, as they say. And we wish you all the best.
Yeah, as we discussed before we started recording, we're possibly going to go down and visit some of these assets in Zimbabwe and Namibia, similar to what we did last year in Zambia. So, yeah. So watch out for that. Hopefully October, November time, we're going to go down and see some of these assets.
That's great. That's great. You'll like what you see, and you'll see that, you know, the difference. Well, I mean, this is not criticism of the major mining companies, but companies our size, roll up the sleeves, get in, and it's right from me right down to we have no tea makers. I make the bloody tea as well, but and I drink coffee. But, you know, we all get stuck in, and it's a pleasure to see small teams working well, producing the goods. And I, for one, feel for the shareholders, these margin calls, this constant battering of our sector. Nobody feels more for the shareholders than I do. And I, for one, want to give them a big prize for staying the course. And of course, on a selfish way, I want a big prize myself for staying the course. It's we're in this together.
It's a great sense of unity when you see shares doing really, really well and everyone's beaming. And then when the markets has been beaten down as it has for the last sort of 18 months, it just wears you down, as you say, doesn't it, if you're not careful. But as you say, you're doing all the right things. You're at the grindstone. And, you know, as I say, we hope that 23 and 24 are the year for Galileo.
Well, continuing on the same theme, I get to the point sometimes, Phil, and I try and do as many as I can, and it's difficult, of course, and to maintain your management and be doing shareholder calls all the time. But, you know, you get it. You dread these shareholder calls because you know you've disappointed it, and you know you're trying to ask a question: where's my money gone? Why is the market cap so low? What are you going to do to get the market cap, what's the share price and the market cap up? And, you know, they're the worst calls of my life because I share the sentiment and yet I'm doing everything I can possibly about it. But like I say, we've got that saying, well, I'm from Nottinghamshire, but not very further north. It's always darkest before dawn. So I'm looking forward for a great October. I really am.
Colin Bird, Executive Chairman of Galileo Resources. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Phil. Thank you, Kevin. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Colin.
This podcast was brought to you by Roast PR Limited. If you would like to appear on a future episode of The Sunday Roast, please email admin@thesundayroast.net.